I'm sure that this Lent has felt very strange. Let's get off the strange. I have been waiting for Easter to come for a long time. And I know we make jokes about, oh, did we ever get out of March 2020? And we did. But our Easter last year, while we heard the same great stories, we said the same great proclamations, there's something that has been like a hook in all of us, all of our culture, all of our conversation. There's been a hook. And I think part of it is because last year, at least for me, I was unable to believe that the stone had actually been rolled away. It was hard. It was hard to believe that the miracle, the universe-changing event of Easter actually meant something. Because I didn't quite get that the stone had been rolled away. After the Sabbath, as on the first day of the week, was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And this Easter story in Matthew, it doesn't start in a quiet garden, does it? No way! It starts with an earthquake! Whoa! Reese is really into earthquakes right now. We have to have earthquake drills in our house. You think I'm kidding? I've hidden under the dining room table a number of times now. There was an earthquake, and an angel appeared and rolled away the stone. Rolled it away. Now look, don't be afraid. What is that refrain we hear, Annunciation? Come on. Don't be afraid. Gabriel said to Mary, Don't be afraid. He is not here, for he has been raised. Come and see the place where he lay. It's a great song on the radio right now. It's called Battle Belongs. When all I see is the mountain, you see a mountain moved, and as I walk through the shadow, your love surrounds me. Where I see the cross, you see the empty tomb. This year, this story resonates with me because there is nothing, not hell, not COVID, not politics, not anything that's going to keep that stone from being rolled away. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
There is nothing that stops God's love. There is nothing, not even death in the grave, stops God's resurrection. God's love. Nothing stops that stone from being rolled away. Amen?
Amen.
When we take these stories, when we take this night, where, I don't know about you, but all of my nerves are just like, whew, I'm all jangly right now. It's really cool. I want us to take this spirit, this excitement about what God has done this night, what God has done for God's people, but more importantly, what God has done for the world. And I want us to take that resurrection song, and I want us to sing it. I want us to sing it to one another. It's not just the world that we got to go out and convert. It's not just the world that we got to go out and tell good news to. It's also our neighbors, our friends, the people that we live with, our intimate partners right here, right now. Sometimes we spend a year being discouraged. Sometimes we spend a year on Good Friday. So let us tell this story that nothing stops the stone from being rolled away. Nothing stops it. Not the powers of Satan, not the powers of the world, not us. Nothing stops God from showing God's love in resurrection, in new life, in life eternal. So when I fight, I fall on my knees, my hands lifted high. Oh God, the battle belongs to you. Every fear I lay at your feet, and I'll sing through the night. Oh God, the battle belongs to you. Almighty fortress, you go before us. Nothing can stand against the power of God. Not even that stone. The Lord is risen. Our hearts, our sin, our death, it's been taken away. We don't have to live in fear. We don't have to live in anger. We don't have to live in a place where the tomb stays shut up. So the angel says to Mary and Magdalene, do not be afraid. Go quickly and tell the disciples. Go tell his friends, those who ran away. Those who fell asleep, those who denied. Go tell them what has happened, what the Lord has done. Do not be afraid. Go tell my brothers and sisters and friends to go to Galilee. And there they will see me. Go and tell. We have nothing to fear. When God sees the cross, when we see the cross, God sees the empty tomb. And there is nothing that will keep the stone from being rolled away. So once again, my friends, us disciples here 2,000 years later who hear these words, the Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia, alleluia. Okay. All right, let's try that again. Because Pastor Jenny just got all excited about that. I forget that I'm not the deacon anymore. Is the Lord risen?
Yes.
And what is our song that we make?
Alleluia.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, my friends. Happy Easter.